How you doing there, Stan? You having a good time, buddy? Okay. Special guest tonight, world-renowned battler, rapper, and all-around entertainer, Koreatown's finest, Dumbfounded.
Yeah. Thank you, live audience. It's crazy. Crazy how many people you cram into this apartment.
I forgot my drink. I forgot my drink. How you feeling, man?
What the people don't see, there's a full studio audience.
Yeah, we have a studio. We're in a studio. It's been a while, man.
Yo,
we've been wanting you. We needed you.
Thanks for having me, man.
Fuck yeah. We need fucking Koreatown up in here.
I see you. I run into you in Koreatown.
Yeah, what's that play?
Three times a year.
And you're with that underwater squad guy?
Keith Ape. I ran into you
Keith
once
Ape.
With Keith.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I always run into you with another Asian American entertainer
with,
cat.
You're always with famous Asian actors.
No,
shit.
I just go drink at a bar.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Cafe Blue.
They treat you like royalty there, dude.
Yeah, Cafe Blue is. Maybe you're talking about the Cafe Blue on the West Side.
No,
you're talking about the K-Town one.
Yeah.
So I go to that bar.
Dude.
Yeah, and that's
the
like
man
the,
there. I
that's
already
like
know.
That's like the Cheers of Asian American entertainers and shit. Yeah. So they just go and they hook me up, you know.
Dude, there's a good oxtail.
Oh,
what's that place called?
Yeah. It's already crazy
that's
as it is. Yeah.
Or fuck.
The fire Korean spot next to that bar is already crazy with the line. So I don't even want to put that on blast, yo.
It's delicious.
Dude, the line is too crazy now.
Wait, hold up. Come on. This is Korean shit, dude.
He knows the plug.
Bro,
that's
why.
He knows the plug, so.
Do you know some Koreatown spots that...
Oh, yeah, man. I mean,
well, you don't have to say them, but...
No. Here's the thing. Because people know I rep K-Town, so they always ask me, what are the spots, right? And even if I wanted to tell them, it's tough because... Like, the best spots are, spelled phonetically in English, the Korean, the name of the spot, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to, explain, the spot.
Yeah.
So I always throw them to quarters. I'm just that's easy to say, quarters,
me and
go
there.
My
girlfriend, a Naengmyeong spot, Yeochon.
Oh, dude, Yeochon is... That's been the spot, bro. That's been the spot.
Dude, it's delicious.
I'm sorry. We love it, dude. All right, I'll give you all that
now. Okay, we'll throw that one. Yeochon.
Nah, Yeochon's the cold noodle spot, you know?
Dude, because they put the ice cubes in it, dude.
But here's the thing. Non-Asian people don't really fuck with cold noodles.
What?
They don't like cold
noodles.
Tell
them what naengmyeong is. Describe what naengmyeong is to the viewers that aren't Korean.
Naengmyeon is like a noodle soup, but it's cold. It's an ice ice broth. And I think people don't really
love it,
foreigner cats don't really fuck with that shit.
You know how I knew it was a spot and it was revolved around naengmyeon because they have hot mustard and vinegar on the table.
Oh, yeah. That's a
little
hot day spot.
It's been a long time. So you've been here before, right?
Man, I've been here. I've been another apartment
inside the same building, the shoebox.
Probably about 10 years ago. It's kind of crazy if you think about it.
And the Mestizo linked us, right?
Yeah.
So shout out to Mestizo. That's our brother.
I just checked. Yeah. Shout out to Mestizo.
Shout out to Mestizo.
That's the connection here.
Yeah.
One of my first rap mentors, I would say.
He mentored you?
I mean, in a sense, because he took me on my first U.S. tour.
Yeah.
You know, so I consider that to be.
I was supposed to be on that tour. Yeah. But
only one Asian guy per tour. And he was like,
I think I did one or two shows at the end with you guys.
Yeah.
So who was on that tour?
It was me, Mestizo, No Can Do, Rhetoric, I believe.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I have the poster for that tour.
Damn.
It was almost 10 years ago, but it was 9 years ago.
Fuck, it's been that
long. Yeah, and then the tour was called Gas Money Millionaires.
Millionaires. Okay, what spots you guys hit that first tour?
I mean, a lot of it was West Coast, Southwest.
Yeah.
So we were in also places like Flagstaff. Like I had never left Koreatown.
Shout out to Kip Killigan in Flagstaff.
Yeah,
that's my brother.
Oh, yes.
That's my brother.
Like I had never left Koreatown until that tour. You know
really,
what I'm saying?
Dude? Yeah. So you were born and raised in K-Town.
Yeah, yeah. My first tattoo was Koreatown across my chest, actually.
Dude, show them what's up, dude. Let's see it. Let's see it. I need to see it. Right. I love it. All right. Look at that. That's a beauty. That's a beauty.
Before, it was just Koreatown to text, but I was like, this is too on what? The...
That is sick. How long did that
one
take?
You know who did that, right?
No.
Isaiah.
From Tucson?
Isaiah Toothtaker.
Shout out to Isaiah Toothtaker in Tucson.
On that tour.
Arizona.
I got it on that tour. We were in Tucson, Arizona, and that was Mestizo, one of Mestizo's closest friends.
They're like brothers.
They're like brothers, and he was like, everybody was trying to get a tattoo, and I was like, what the fuck do I get? And they were like, yo, you should get Koreatown. I should. And,
you know, one of my first tattoos was there, too, but Isaiah didn't tattoo me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the dude that tattooed me fucked up.
Oh, man.
He did this tape.
Oh.
And look, he missed...
Yo,
he fucked me up, man.
Yo, that every
he fucked me up. So I don't want to say his name, but it was at Isaiah's tattoo shop.
That's a pretty crooked tape there, bro.
So I tried not to go like that. But I got it, Isaiah's.
No, Isaiah, I mean, I was thrilled about my tat, you know?
Yeah, he did a good job.
It was just
on
like
yours.
I was a skinny kid.
on yours. I got a fucked up one.
I was just a skinny tit.
Hey, what else? Let me see. Let's have a little tattoo tour, man. What's going on with you? You got that? No. Well, on your arm. I like this too. Who did that?
I got this, like,
dude. That's sick.
This is Project Blow. What's the code?
Yeah,
that's like our slogan.
That's sick.
This is like a LA Riot's tattoo. Rodney King's quote: "Can we all get along with the '92 Molotov cocktail?"
Yeah, I saw that documentary. 92 or something like that.
Oh no!
What's it called?
Burn, mother burn. Yeah.
But dude, they had Korean
burn, motherfucker burn.
Liquor store or store owners. They had guns and shit, like shooting.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that was like, you know, LA riots, man.
Were you around there?
I was like 6-7 years old, but my dad definitely owned a business, you know, and he was part of, you know, he was there protecting his business with other Korean.
What kind of business?
Toy store.
Dude, all Koreans always got like clothing, dry cleaner.
Yeah.
Liquor store.
A lot of downtown businesses too are owned by Koreans that do like wholesale and shit like that.
Yeah, because what's that play? The Fashion District.
Yeah.
That's sick. So born and raised in Koreatown.
I wasn't born in Koreatown.
Okay. Oh, but you're in LA. You were.
I came here when I was 3. I was born in Argentina.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, do people know that?
Yeah, people know it, but it's like, it's not really, I don't really have much of a story there. Like, my parents just happened to meet there and have me there, but I came here when I was a baby, so it's not like I, like, speak Spanish. But my whole family speaks Spanish except me.
Oh, that's what's up. And they do?
Yeah, even my little sister speaks a little bit just because she's just,
Your mom does too?
Yeah, my mom does too.
Wow, that's sick, man.
They speak Spanish and Korean, don't speak any English.
What I want to know is, you come from Project Blowed, right?
Yeah.
I want to know your first experiences, just how you like discovered it and your first experiences there as an Asian dude.
Well, we should explain what Project Blowed is.
Yeah, go ahead.
Project Blowed is an open mic in South Central Los Angeles by Leimert Park. And it's like a very historical, like, rap open mic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know about it as well.
I have some of my favorite groups are from there.
Right. So there's a lot of not even just LA history, but underground hip hop history from there. Freestyle Fellowship comes out of there.
Dude. Yeah.
You know, a lot of great freestylers and battlers come out of there.
Oh, the Nonce. I want to shout out the Nonce because that's one of my favorite groups. Yeah. So rest in peace, Yusef Afloat. One of my favorite groups, but keep going.
I mean, there's just tons of underground cats that probably not a lot of people even know about, but to me, they were some of like
superheroes.
They were superheroes. They're legendary. I've experienced some of the most amazing freestyles and battlers there. Because I was like, when I started rapping, I was like 14, you know, in my high school.
You were young.
I was pretty young. It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
You that young?
Well, in my freshman year in high school.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like 14, 15 years old. So I was in my high school. Like I was the shit. I was like killing it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
At house parties.
What high school? What high school? Give them a little shout out.
I went to multiple high schools, but yeah. The two main ones I went to was Belmont and Marshall.
Oh, you went to Marshall?
Yeah, I went to Marshall
right there
too. Yeah,
kind of Los Feliz.
Yeah, Los Feliz.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, and Belmont, which was actually the rival school, so
oh,
I went to both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was a traitor.
That's cool. Okay, let's keep going. I like.
Oh yeah, yeah. So in high school and house parties, I'm like killing it. You know, freestyling, feeling like I'm the shit. Fool's like, oh yeah. Free weed and all the shit, and I was like, okay,
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
And then my friend in freshman year, this Filipino cat, was like, "Yo,
wait, who?
I don't think you know."
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. I thought it was someone from your.
No, not from my crew. He just went to my high school. Mm-hmm. He didn't rap or anything, but he was just like, "Though you gotta check out this place I go to every Thursday night called Project Blowed, mm-hmm. this open mic." And
you're
I'm
in
like,
"High school."
Yeah, I'm in high school. And he's like, "I'm like, I'm down. Just scoop me up one Thursday night, you know." So the next week, he picks me up. Thursday night around like 9 p.m. You know, my mom's like, what the fuck? Where are you going at 9 p.m. on a school night? Yeah. I'm like, oh, don't worry. But, you know, this, and I hop in a whip. We go to South Central. Like at that point, I never like driven further. I've never driven past like Pico. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You know what I mean? Like I was on 3rd Street and we were going to 43rd Street. You
damn,
know what I'm saying?
So that's way south.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I don't know about this, son. You know, I had no experience with South Central.
Wow.
You know, all I knew about South Central was like, boys in the hood and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we get there. We go.
So who's we? Just you and your homie?
Me and my homie and like his two other Filipino homies
and
stuff.
Okay.
So we go there and I go to the pull up to the park and there's like 100 people on the block with different ciphers going on, you know?
Just
like
outside?
Outside, right outside. There's a building where people go in there and sign up to perform too.
Yeah, yeah.
But outside there's like freestyle sessions and ciphers and going on.
Oh, crazy.
So I stick my head inside a cipher. I'm like ready to go, you know? I'm like, oh,
and
shit.
You just
like,
hopped in?
No, so I'm ready to go. So I hop in.
Yeah.
And I start hearing the freestyles that everybody spin. I'm like, and they're like incredible.
What, you mean
like,
just the style, the rhyme
the styles,
patterns?
All the different rappers. They had the confidence, everything. You know, at that point, I was confident, but they had a whole other level. So after
But they had the double time.
Oh,
like,
they had the double time.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the stuff they were doing. Like, this was coming from top of the head. So as soon as I heard all that shit, I was like, I didn't step in the cipher the first day.
You just kind of observing it?
I couldn't do it. I was too scared.
Damn.
Like literally. And I was ready to go. I thought I was the shit. I was ready to go. And then I fell in love with that place. I was like, whoa, this is the level that I have to rap at. Like
that
is the level. Like,
I need to get Gino on here.
Yeah. Dude.
Subtitle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I need because Gino, he comes from that. Like,
yeah. And honestly, Project Blowed opened up my mind a lot because, you know, it really opened my mind up to different cultures.
Did they accept you right away?
No, not right away. Hell no. I was like the only Asian rapper dude there, except Lyriflip, who's a Filipino cat.
Yeah. I know who Lyriflip is.
He was the only other Asian rapper I saw there. Other Asians
cool,
that were there were observing and filming with cameras for footage and shit. But like, yeah, I went there and it just changed my whole perspective because it wasn't just like gangster rappers. It was like weirdo, like black kids, like doing crazy jazz rap and abstract style, like Bus Driver, and you know what I mean? Subtitle, who does like avant-garde rap too. It's like I heard styles that like I wasn't used to. You know what I'm saying?
Weird.
My perspective of all these different cultures changed a lot. Yeah. You know?
Were any of the shapeshifters there and shit?
They weren't there, but I got exposed and I learned about these groups
So like back then, who were some of the main dudes that you looked up to? Like it could be an individual or a group collective.
I would say No Can Do was one of my, you know.
So he was young though too, right?
No Can Do was young. So I was about 15 and he was about 18 at the time.
Oh.
And he already had a daughter. Then he was like battling for like diaper money and shit.
Oh, damn. It was like that?
Yeah, I mean, he was young, you know, and he already had a baby. But No Can Do was a young dude that I saw there that was very different to me. He definitely made me like, he was one of my favorite freestylers.
Oh,
Otherwise,
sure.
was one of my other favorite freestylers.
I remember that. Yeah.
Otherwise, was a favorite freestyler. Riddlore.
Riddlore.
Riddlore was crazy.
What crew was he from? He was in a
CVE.
Crew. CVE.
CVE.
Yeah, CVE.
Yeah.
CVE, yep.
This is all like old people
That's
rap
like,
shit, right?
But this is like 90s shit, right? Or was this 80s?
No, this was early 2000s.
Oh, early
2000s. Early
2000s, okay.
Which is...
This is good history, though. A lot of people don't know you're from this.
Yeah, I don't even...
You know?
I mean, I think what a lot of people don't know is like they've seen me on the YouTube shit, but I come from
you
this
come
like school.
From, that's
of,
your school.
Yeah, and you have your own school too,
oh, yeah.
you know?
Well,
like
well,
Chicago
JJ.
And
yeah,
JJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's, you know, back then it wasn't, you know... it wasn't just about the how many listens you get on SoundCloud or whatnot. You know,
you had to do it on the street, right?
Back then, it was like, yeah, this stuff was like mad important to me.
Yeah, at least.
It was very.
Were there any fights that broke out? Like,
oh, all the time. There was like guns involved and, you know, all that shit. But, oh, you know, damn. That's just going to come with the territory. People get mad, you know?
Yeah. So, when did you start getting more familiar with these people and them starting to accept you? Because you're a Korean dude, man. There are not a lot of Korean dudes down there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was like, whatever. I mean, the thing about it is like, of course, there's going to be that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm...
They do say Chino, they call you...
Yeah, but I was used to Chino already. I grew up with Latinos. Oh, you so know what I'm saying? Chino, so I grew up with mad Latinos, so, like, people calling me Chino and cracking Asian jokes. I already kind of had a thick skin for that. That's mm-hmm. why I fell into battling just because I was... If someone roasts me, I'm going to roast you back.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I was already kind of a nerd, you know? So I kind of embraced that already.
Right.
You can't make fun of me for, like, just being Asian. I was already nerdy, so it's like I was used to being made fun of already. You know what I mean?
Especially in L.A., dude, because this is L.A.,
yeah, like, I wasn't an Asian gangster or anything. You're around the culture,
yeah, though.
That's the thing. It was like, that's the tough thing, because there was a lot of Asian cats that didn't really fuck with me either.
What do you mean?
Because, you know, like, the Asian community didn't really, like, you know,
they fuck with you now.
No, yeah, but the turning point was when I started getting known for battling.
We're gonna get into that.
Yeah, because when
we're gonna get into that. Yeah,
before
I want to get
that,
into that.
I was like an art and film nerd, you know, and all the other Asian kids was like at the PC room playing Counter-Strike and StarCraft, you know.
Yeah.
Like smoking cigarettes in the parking lot, and
right.
you know,
and you
yeah,
never
yeah,
you
yeah.
weren't into gaming. You didn't get into gaming.
No, I mean I played StarCraft and Counter-Strike. But yeah, I'm just yeah, saying, yeah. like I wasn't. Part, like I wasn't
I didn't know that
I wasn't part of the AZN culture.
Oh, that's
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying. I wasn't an AZN kid. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Meaning like so those kids looked at me like I was a nerd. Like even the way I talk like wasn't very AZ. Like I didn't have the Koreatown cadence. Like oh my god, like really? Oh, like Piropa, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's a language.
Dude,
there's
saw,
a language.
Yeah,
you know what
it.
I mean?
Yeah, you just gave me a visual.
There's a language to it. So when I talked the way I did and things I was like into, like they just thought I was like, they'd call me like whitewashed or whatever.
You're going
you know?
To Project Blood every week.
It's weird though, because
yeah,
I'd go to like, and yeah, and I was in a rap, which was, I was in a weird identity crisis because like I'm rapping and I'm with all black kids, but
or
I sounded
Latino.
White, I guess, to them. And then and there's all these different elements.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
yeah.
So when did you start slowly going into the battling scene and all that?
The battling scene.
Because you blew up. Like, I remember you from the WRC days to swim team to...
I mean, I was just into battling. Mm-hmm. That was, like, one of the first things I was into more than, like... Before I made my first song, I was just into freestyling and battling just because I was lazy. I was like, oh, this I could just do on the spot. I don't have to prepare anything, you know? And then battling, I fell into easily because I was a class clown. I loved, like, making fun of people, just jokingly, you know? So, and roasting friends back and forth, playing
like,
the
when
dozens.
I heard you first, I'm like... I can't believe he's coming. You said something. You said a line like when I lived in that apartment, you go, turn off your high beams. My eyes are slanted. So I watch TV on widescreen. And I'm like, and I was looking at you like, damn, that's freestyle.
I don't remember
I remember that. But I was like, oh shit. That's
I mean,
clear.
It was just, I don't know. I just like, I always loved like, you know, roasting each other with friends, just having fun.
Yeah.
So like all.
So
I
who's
had to,
your crew there? Like, were you in a clique there?
Project Blowed. We made a crew called Swim Team.
Wait, who was in Swim Team?
Swim Team was 8 members. That was the name of our crew, Swim Team, and it was me and 7 other people: Alpha MC, Verbs, Open Mic Eagle, Lyra Flip, Rogue. These are all like superhero names and shit. Psychosis, and then me.
But then you were in a crew within that crew. Thirsty Fish.
Oh, I had another crew called Thirsty Fish.
And Open Mic
was
in there.
That was me, Open Mic Eagle, and Psychosis.
That's what I remember.
And a lot of people know Open Mic Eagle. He does really well. Open Mic Eagle's popping up in podcasts
everywhere.
He has like a show that's in the works at Comedy Central. Like,
yeah, that's dope.
That's amazing.
He's talented, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
you brought him over when I lived here.
Yeah. He's from Chicago, too.
Yeah. So did Mestizo and him know each other, too?
Just
because of Chicago,
they probably did, and Mike used to be a big fan of Galapagos 4, and you know, I remember He was just like, I remember the first time he came to Project Blood. We were like, who's this dude from Chicago? He's like killing it.
Who, know? Open Mike?
Yeah, Open Mike Eagle.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people probably don't even know. Like, me and Open Mike, we were from the same crew because that dude is crazy. His music's crazy. Our music is different, too.
You
so.
Guys were on, like, flyers, too, I remember at the time.
Yeah, I remember. Like,
at Fat Beats. Like,
yeah,
I would
we
see
used
them.
To do shows together in Knitting Factory.
Yeah.
Back
oh, yeah.
In the day.
Oh, yeah, I remember that place. Yeah, in Hollywood. Yeah. They had a small little room there, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to fuck with the Life for the Better dudes a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep. There's a lot of underground rap history.
Oh, dude.
Passing out flyers for shows. Can you imagine that right now? Like,
oh, dude, we had to do it. We had to do it. Like, at show, you'd go to a show and then you pass out flyers and then, yeah, yeah. So you went through all that. When did you start? Because I remember a battle you had with Tantrum.
Yeah.
And so that without, because that got over a million.
That was a big one that kind of. You know,
views, yeah,
put me on just because I guess I battled an Asian rapper,
Tantrum.
So people were like mind blown. You know, it's like,
yeah,
usually it's like one Asian battle rapper, but it was like two Asian rappers battling each other, so they're like, what are they gonna make fun of each other, you know, with like,
dude,
and,
that was
and the thing was, he was also really good,
yeah,
so I think
good,
that
yeah.
was the difference of this battle. This battle was good because both sides was good, you
yeah,
know, and
yeah, yeah.
We were coming up with all these lines like, I'm more Asian than you,
yeah,
or
yeah.
you're not Asian enough. Like, it was just like all this like shit that, you know, people, it was witty too.
You had a watching line, I think. You had some kind of watching.
I think towards the end,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, you said
yeah,
something clever. Yeah, 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 yeah.
yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, it was, I mean, it was, we packed in like 20 minutes of all the Asian stereotypes you could possibly
was that Grind Time or WRC?
That was Grind Time.
So WRC, let's talk about those days. Like, when, like, when did you get involved with that?
WRC was first. That uh-huh. was the first time I experienced acapella battling.
See, that's,
yeah,
that's because you're used to beats, right?
Yeah, before then it was all beats. You sign up on a sign up sheet, you get called up on stage and you battle on beats. So all of a sudden this league comes into town and they're
yeah.
like, yo, we want you to be part of this battle thing. And this was the first time I battled doing 2-on-2. So I had a teammate and we're battling two other guys at the same time. And there's no beat. So
yeah,
that kind of
yeah.
threw
that
me off.
For
it
you?
Was very weird.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
I've never done it before, you know?
Yeah.
But I fell in love with it. I was like, this format is great. Like, there's no, people are going to hear every word, you know?
I
think sometimes with beats and, you know, people can miss certain things.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
this was like, no, this was like a one-man theater show. Kind
How
of,
old you were know? You when you do know that? Because you were on a lot of those videos, man.
Yeah, I was young. I was pretty
yeah.
young. It was like definitely like.
It was like mostly you and Satire, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was probably, yeah. It, actually, I know exactly when. It was like 20 years old, when I was 20 years old.
Wow,
yeah, so.
Dude.
I'm 31 now, so.
Dude, you're like, old. But you're, let's get to the point where you're at now, though, because it started then, and then to Grind Time.
Yeah, I've been up and coming for about a decade plus.
no, you're established by now. What are some of the monumental battles that kind of changed the trajectory to like, oh, shit, I'm like going to Canada now, or I'm going overseas?
I mean,
or
that
some
was
shit.
The big battle, the Tantrum one. Yeah, so
that
when I battled Tantrum, that was like, the people were like, oh, this guy's an entertaining battler to watch.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
After that, I got all these different battles. And the thing about my battles is crazy that, you know, the acapella ones that I'm talking about,
yeah,
the one-on-one
yeah.
ones. In my whole battle career, I haven't had that many of those battles. Like, I've only had like maybe like 8 of those.
Really?
Yeah, but before that, obviously, I had my street credentials of battling
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But far as online YouTube battles, I only have like 8 of those. But each one is like a classic in its own way.
Dude,
like,
they're like over a million
yeah,
like
hits. I had each one like specifically chosen. I battled an Asian dude. I battled a Latino dude.
What was a Latino dude?
I battled a fat dude. I battled a white dude. I battled a nerdy dude. I battled like I wanted to use all these jokes I have for each category
oh,
on each
that's,
thing.
That's
so
great marketing,
each
man.
Each one is different. Each one is all different.
Oh, shit. We'll turn that off for later. Yeah, man.
Still got the Korean dog. That's
yeah. So you've been to Canada too, right?
Yeah, Toronto.
When'd you start going up there?
It's weird because Toronto really loves battling. Canada loves battling.
Canada?
Yeah.
Fuck, I had
ironic because everybody's like, oh, Canadians are so nice, but they love battling.
What are some premier dudes from up there, like Canadian?
Kid Twist.
Oh, Kid Twist, okay.
Kid Twist, who I battled and pretty much I kind of lost, I guess, because I was on tour. But my agent still hold me down on the YouTube comments. He's like, no, he didn't lose.
Yeah. But you're in there. Was it different going to someone else's territory and being like,
I mean,
oh,
more than
shit.
That, I just wasn't prepared enough. You know what I mean? Like, I was on the road, and that was one of my tour stops. So I didn't, I kind of.
Oh, you were on tour.
Yeah, and I was preparing kind of on the road. And it's hard to do get any work done on the road, because, like, when you're on tour, you're still kind of partying. And you know, and sometimes I'll take, like, my studio equipment on the road, and, like, I'm like, I'm going to record in the hotel room every night. And then next thing you know, I'm, like, turning the fuck up.
Right. So in Canada, like, they'd always ask you back, though, and shit, too, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm not battling anymore. But during that time, I was battling a lot of Canada. I never got to battle in, like, London, which has their own league, and Australia, who has their own league. Like, my boy Disaster, like, he battles everywhere.
Dude, that dude's amazing.
He's good.
But you battled him, too, right?
I battled Disaster.
He came out in a monk.
He did come out in a monk suit.
He came out in a monk outfit.
Yeah, like a fucking asshole.
And at the end, he did like a karate kick.
Yeah. No, he's... there's nobody who loves battling more than Disaster.
Dude, he's amazing. He's one of the best. He beat Cannabis.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He's had a crazy resume.
Yeah. So what do you enjoy doing? Like... Do you like performing more, like with the music, or are you done with battling?
I love it all. I love battling. I never shit on battling. I think I hella respect the craft of battling. I respect everybody who does it.
Yeah, it's like stand-up comedy in a way, dude.
I just feel like I want to move on to other things, and battling, and I respect battling so much that I don't want to treat it like a little side hustle. You know what I'm saying?
It
does take it's a serious. Lot of time. It is a serious thing. So I want to, you know, if I'm trying to focus on something else, I want to focus on that 100% and give that 100% of
attention.
But
now you're like doing tours, world tours and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to, you know.
You were in Korea too, right? Just recently.
South and North. It was crazy.
So I want to hear about that. I want to hear about that, though.
That would be lit, though, if I did a show in North Korea. Lit would that be,
That'd
bro?
That'd be real lit.
Oh, my God. Be the only rap performance allowed in North
You probably
North
wouldn't come
Korea.
Back, though, man.
How fire would that
crazy.
Be?
Like in a rice field or some shit, yeah. But so who are some of the fucking artists that you've linked up with? Because, you know, like when I saw you, like you were with Keith Ape and all these people and that.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I'm connected with a lot of the rappers in Korea. You know, I'm friends with them. They do their thing. You know, they don't need me really because they have so many like of their own like dope rappers and singers. You know what I mean? I just go there and I want to just collab with artists, but I don't go in there like, oh, I want to blow up in Korea. They have their own stars. Like, they don't need me.
Like, who are some? I'm not familiar with that. Who are some of their stars?
There's a lot of cats who are from here, Korean Americans who moved
Drunken
there.
Drunken Tiger.
Yeah, it's a Drunken Tiger.
Yeah,
he's like the Kool Moe Dee of like,
is he really
Korean hip hop? Like, he's an OG. Like, he brought hip hop.
Like, he's been doing it.
He's like the Kool Herc, pretty much. You know, like. Afrika Bambaataa, like he brought hip hop to Korea.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
And he's from LA.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's from LA.
Oh, shit.
He went to high school with Dave, Ben Baller, and David Cho, the all star. David Cho, Ben Baller, and Bobby Hundreds, and Johan, I think.
Yeah. Shit, dude.
Like the all star of Korean, like American artists.
They're like huge in all their arenas or whatever.
Yeah.
So you fuck with them like the Hundreds and
yeah, I love. I mean, honestly,
shout out to Bobby Hundreds.
Honestly, man, like I have my list of like Korean American heroes, bro.
Let's hear a few.
Like you and Bobby, bro.
Oh, come on, dude.
You and Bobby, bro.
You're on my list.
You, Bobby, David. They all love you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all these guys I run into. You know, I see them a lot. I consider them like big brothers, you know, like Bobby. I look up to their thing because I can connect to them, man. You know, as corny as it sounds, I look at them and I see a Korean American. Like, I relate that to who I am, too.
Dude, you've come a long way, dude.
I mean, it's weird.
You're fucking global now, dude.
Nah, that's
I look
tight.
At your
I mean,
shit. Dude, you are, dude. Like, yeah, me and Jay trip out. Like, we're like, dude, like. Like, because you're doing tours, like, everywhere.
It's weird. I never wanted to be, like, an OG. You know what I mean? Because I liked being, like, the young dude, you know? Like, you love being the young dude. Right. And then you'll see, like, a kid, and you're like, I've been listening to you since middle school. And I'm like, God damn.
Dude,
like,
even at my girl's, where she grew up, all the kids looked up to you, man. Right, babe?
That's tight. Where is it?
Walnut. Shout out to Walnut, California.
Walnut. I know, but you know that
it's
that's
West Covina. Yeah.
It's called Walnut.
It's like, near West Covina.
I remember last time I seen a walnut in itself. Yeah. Like I haven't not seen a walnut. Yeah. Like
it's a
It's literally like a block radius. Yeah. It's just like 1 mile. Like it's just like this square called Walnut.
Oh, is it? Oh,
I didn't know it was that small. Community. It's a small Asian community. But dude, they all look up to you, bro.
Oh, that's tight, man.
Yeah. So do these kids.
Killing it in Walnut, baby.
Shout out to Walnut.
Yo, I got a lit in Walnut.
Dude, so there's pockets of Asian communities. You're like their superhero.
No, don't get me wrong. I appreciate all that shit. And now, you know, when I realized like, oh, it, like that kind of shit is important to me was like when I went on tour, you know, whether it was with JJ or like after that, and I would see like whether it was like 2-3 Asian kids who came to the show. You know, they look like they came to the show. They were like, bro, I needed you to come here. Midwest towns that were like,
they came up.
They're probably the only Asian motherfuckers
but
there.
But they walked up to you?
Yeah, they literally came and they were like, bro, like, I'm the only Asian in this town. Like, they were like, get out. Like, it was like, get out. They were like, son.
The movie Get Out.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, fam. Like, gripping my shoulder extra tight. Like, get me the fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, but it was cool to see
you
that.
You ever had stalkers in like the scene and shit?
I mean, not really. Stalkers? What? I don't know.
I want to hear about the groupie stories too.
The groupies?
Yeah,
when
did you start realizing like, oh, there's like girls lined up to
meet
me?
So the groupies is like, yeah, I mean, groupies exist everywhere. You know what I'm
saying? But I want to know your like when you start realizing, oh, these girls that came out to see me.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to be extra ratchet for me to like treat you like a groupie, because groupies are fans too, really.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't want to go around just fucking every fan.
That's kind of fucks up your fan base. Right.
So you got to be an extra just nasty groupie.
Well, what are some things they have to do for you to like be like, okay, I give her the pass on that one?
I don't even know. Like just.
They're just chilling at the hotel, like outside, like, hey, I've been waiting
like
for
I
you.
Like, I have to lose respect for you as a fan.
Has that happened, though? You don't have to say any names, but has that happened?
I mean, yeah, I mean, when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little older now. And also, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm still ratchet, but, I'm righteous, too, now.
There you go. So were there females in the scene back in Project Bloat and stuff that would just go, like, they wouldn't rap, but they would just see the rapping?
First of all, we know well that there are not that many women in the underground hip hop scene.
Right.
And you know what? That's still something that is the exact same now, even in the underground hip hop scene now.
Really, dude?
Back then to now. There's still like not many girls. If you go to any of those shows of like the poppin' kids now, like, you know, off of SoundCloud or whatever, you go to their shows, it's just all mosh pits. There's no girls at the shows. Like, you know what I'm saying? The girls
are
like.
Why do you think that is, man? That always like kind of bothered me because it's cool music, you know, everyone's doing.
It is, but I don't think they feel like, especially there's a lot of aggressive sound, like aggressive sounding raps.
Yeah.
So maybe they don't feel safe or whatever it is. I don't know what it is,
Right.
That could be the case, but, you know, I hope that changes. You know what I'm saying? I hope people, you know.
Who are some of your favorite female rappers?
Female rappers right now?
It could be from back then. It could be from Bloat. It could be from the East Coast, West Coast,
Midwest.
I think
Rhapsody is one of my favorites. No Name from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know really too
many. What about Medusa, man?
I mean, yeah, from back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, okay,
yes,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
talking about right now.
Okay, right
but
now.
But back
yeah,
then,
yeah.
yes, Medusa
yeah,
was Los Angeles's, you know, pride and joy. Like, she will rip any dude on the microphone.
Oh,
like,
she's
like,
great.
If there's an open mic and, you know, people are passing around a mic, she will snatch it and probably rip harder than any dude that was there at the time.
Really?
Yeah, she was.
She's still around?
I felt like she was going to steal my bitch. Like, real shit. Like,
oh,
like at any open mic, she will steal my girl and just dip. Like,
is she still she's around?
She's around in Los Angeles. I haven't really, you know, kept up with her or anything.
Yeah,
so I don't know what's going on with her. But, you know.
Shout out to Nayla, my homie.
Nayla?
Shout out to Nayla,
half Korean, half white. She's underground hip hop.
She was on here too. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's done a lot of albums, man.
That's
like,
tight.
She's been at work. Yeah.
That's tight. Like, I mean, that's the crazy thing. A lot of people don't realize a lot of the artists back then too, like their catalog stretches crazy.
Dude.
People have like 10 albums at this point.
You got some.
I got about six.
Fun with Dumb is your was that the first solo, but
yeah, I have crew projects. I have, you know, so altogether I probably have like 10, 11 things, you know. But
you still talk to JJ, man? Mestizo?
I haven't talked to Mestizo in a long time.
Shout out to Mestizo again.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you up when I get, tomorrow
dude,
when I...
Like,
yeah,
real talk, he's one of my favorite rappers, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I love JJ.
He should be, like, up there with Eminem in my book.
I will forever always be grateful to JJ for, you know, treating... Like, kind of always giving me advice on this independent hustle, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still do this, you know?
Yeah,
and
I've,
you know, I do it independently. I'm not on a label.
Right, right.
You know, this is, like... ran by, like, this business is ran by me.
That's,
you know,
good though.
And
that's,
he taught
good.
Me, showed me a lot of the ropes, you know.
Who, JJ?
Pressing up CDs, yeah. or taking me on tour.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You ever met, you meet Off-White and Quell and Robust?
I met all the friends through him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean? So
those dudes are unique dudes that we were talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Abstract and really dope. And
yeah,
different.
Yeah.
Didn't
different.
Care
yeah.
about what was going
you
on.
You meet Quell?
I might have met him once or twice, and I definitely gave him mad respect.
Wait, on tour?
No, I think he was just doing a show in L.A. or something.
Yeah. Because we mentioned Typical Cats, right? Because that's one of my favorite groups, too,
man. One of the sickest underground hip-hop groups, for sure.
So shout out to Dennis and Kane,
Quasar,
and Quell. Yeah. I want Quell on here, dude. Like, I don't know how I could get him.
That's the thing, man. I'm an underground.
I need one of them Galapagos dudes on here.
Yeah, I'm an underground hip hop nerd, bro.
Me too.
You know
me too.
Saying?
I love
like,
it. I love
I think
it.
Because people see me and I still, like, I love all the new rap shit too. But, you know, it's funny because people will be like, oh, a dude who listens to all the new shit wouldn't be into the sounds of, like, all the old shit. But
you know,
I
you know all that shit, though.
I love all that shit. I'm a huge fan of it. I still think they're some of the illest, most abstract, left field, like, dope music that's come out. You
Who's
know?
Your favorite dude in Freestyle Fellowship?
I would say Mike and Nine, and then AC Alone.
Yeah.
Actually, AC might be my favorite as far as making music.
That
I think.
All Balls Don't Bounce
All
album.
Balls Don't Bounce. Yep. And I love his albums all the way to Accepted Eclectic, actually. So,
yeah, yeah.
And, you know.
Which, is he a nice guy? Like, he's pretty.
Yeah, AC's cool. AC's, if there was no AC, like, I don't think Project Blood would have gone as long as it did, you know?
Oh, because he, like, kept it together?
He was, like, the father of Project Blood, I would say. Yeah, he was.
Is he still rapping?
I haven't talked to AC in a while either.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And Bus Driver, one of my favorites. Temporary Forever is one of my favorite albums. That's
yeah,
like,
that dude's amazing.
That album is,
dude,
like, one of my favorites.
That style's unique, man. That.
Yeah, like, and it's not for everybody, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not a lot of people fuck with it, but, like, that album is one of my favorite albums.
Dude, Inner City Griots is probably my favorite.
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah, that's probably
I heard that
top 10 of all time for
so
me.
When I started going to Project Blow, I was like, oh, these guys are incredible freestyles. So I heard that album.
Inner City Griots.
Yeah, and I hated it.
You didn't like it?
Because at that point, I was listening to the radio. You know, I was listening to underground hip hop. Like, Project Blow was the first time I heard, like, weird shit.
Yeah.
I was listening to, like, No Limit and Cash Money and all this stuff, you know? So I hear the Inner City Griots and motherfuckers are rapping to trumpets and shit. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
It was, dude,
and
it's so good.
And I revisited a year or two after as I developed as a rapper. I heard it and I was like, this shit is incredible.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Are you into the shit that's out now?
I am.
Who's this guy, Migo? Migos?
Migos. Migos is three rappers, by the way.
Okay. I don't know, man. Hey, babe, what's that song?
What?
The song that the guy, the Omni was. Yeah,
I mean, so it's three rappers, but that's the amazing thing. You probably thought it was one rapper because they're so, they work together.
But the styles, like, they take their time, like,
I love that he thought Migos was one dude. That's great.
I thought Migos,
like,
I thought
who's
one
that
guy.
Latino dude, Migos?
But why is it that kids, is that what kids are into now?
Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean,
it's changed.
It's so funny because it's not even like they're probably considered like OG at this point of like
those
all the
dudes
new
are?
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
No.
I mean, not OGs, but they're like, you know, the top of the new shit. You know what I mean? They're like some of the top dudes.
Dude, they have 450 million views, like crazy views.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, the thing about it is like I love all the new rap shit because like they're doing all different shit with their voices. You know, like they're utilizing the effects like, you know, rock groups do. And
So
I actually... I'm a big fan of it. Like, I love that shit.
Oh, you know? You do?
It kind of reminds me of a lot of the weird shit from back then, to be honest.
Right. I like Kendrick. Kendrick's cool. Yeah,
even
yeah.
Kendrick kind of reminds me of, like, Freestyle Fellowship. You
dude,
know?
He's talented, dude. Yeah, I like that.
He reminds me of that Project Blood era, honestly.
Yeah, is he from that? Has he been there?
I don't know if he has.
I'm curious to see if he has, yeah. What about the Far Side, man? Because that's like one of my...
Fat Lip, one of my favorite rappers, too.
Yeah, the whole group was
amazing.
Amazing.
Fat Lip was probably my favorite out of the group. And then, like, second...
You know, I see him.
Yeah. Second was probably Slim Kittray. Oh. The Fish was probably, like, a crazy song. Motherfuckers are like, what the fuck are these fools talking about? You know the young kids, they know shit we're talking about, for real.
Oh, they don't?
I don't think so. I mean, would you think, you know, there's no way. There's no
So the Far Side, P-H-A-R-C-Y-D-E.
They know Far Side. They know Far Side. They have to know Far Side.
But they have to know that that's why this platform exists, because like I want like cats like you to educate these kids.
Who knows? Maybe it's not even kids. That's the family. Like YouTube kids are weird. There's like YouTube people are weird.
Like what do you mean? Like the people? Like,
it's not one type of group. It's not like, oh, it's just young kids or not. You know, YouTube is like it's kind of its own world. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So I can't say that it's always just the kids watching. You know?
Right.
So and podcast people are weird too. So
it's,
you know, that's a whole other. That
is weird.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I listen to Joe Rogan all the time, dude. Like I like his shit. Like
yeah.
Why don't you get your own?
I did the interview thing for a while. I had a show called The Hot Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I would interview.
Yeah, in the car.
I would interview artists inside the car, just high as fuck, and then just like, then they perform a song in the car.
Oh, that's sick.
It was dope. I did 50 episodes, and then
50?
Yeah, I did 50. Oh, it's all online. Shit. It's all online, and then I just don't promote it because I'm doing mad shit in Korea, and like you're not allowed to smoke weed there. And
yeah, what were you doing in Korea when you wanted to smoke weed?
I just didn't smoke it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Just drinking soju and shit?
People drink way too much out there.
Wait, in Korea?
Yeah, like stupid amounts.
Like how much do they drink?
Like, no, like till like there's clubs.
They black out and
there's
shit?
Clubs that go till noon.
Get the fuck.
Yeah, there's like real shit. Like till really? Noon. Yeah. It's crazy. You feel safe and Korea's just safe.
Let's talk about that.
You can black out and just fall asleep in the middle of the street and people will just in the morning when they're going to work, they'll just hop over you, just walk to work, you know?
What is about Koreans that why are the best B-boys from Korea? Like they're some of the best dudes are in Korean dudes.
Motherfuckers study that shit like it's the SATs, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
There's
probably B-boy academies in Korea.
Dude, like, you've seen it, right?
There's rap academies there. You know, there's rap academies.
Wait, Korea?
Yes, there's rap academies. Like, where people teach you how to rap. Because rap has gotten really popular in the last couple of years in Korea. Like, exploded.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's an American Idol type show in Korea.
What's it called?
For rap.
What's it called?
It's called Show Me the Money.
Really?
Yeah. And it's the most popular show in Korea. It's the number one show in Korea. So when that show, now it's in its like sixth season.
Yeah.
So 6 years ago when the first season came out, it blew up hip hop in Korea.
Wow.
Like I'm talking grandmas like watching this show, looking for bars and shit. Like, okay, he spit a bar right there.
It's like a common thing then. It's like mainstream then is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's super mainstream. Like it's, oh my God. You know, so.
You met JYP?
I've never met him.
But you know who that is, right?
Yeah,
let him know who is JYP.
I didn't really grow up with crazy Korean music. Yeah, yeah. Like I didn't listen to a lot, but I knew about him. He was probably like a Michael Jackson of Korea, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you say? I don't know.
Like he's like the Puff Daddy. Like
Puff Daddy.
He finds talent dude.
That's what it is. Yeah, he's like the Puff Daddy of
Wonder
Korea.
Girls and
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, so there's a history of pop stars.
Yeah,
in Korea.
Yeah. They have dorms and shit.
K-pop is obviously huge.
Yeah,
you know,
huge,
K-pop,
huge.
Like all over the world, you know.
Have you met any B-boy crews from there? Are you cool with the Rivers crew?
Yeah, yeah. I'm cool with the Rivers, the Drifters, you know.
So are they like,
Hong Ten, I met. Yeah, I'll do that. Wing, Differ.
Differ, yep.
Yeah.
Ducky,
Rookie.
That's my favorite,
Physics.
Ducky. Yeah,
I know all these guys. I met them early because I used to host a big B-boy.
What are they like in person? They speak to you in Korean? Because your Korean's real, like, I can't really speak that. I understand it, but you speak good.
They understand a good amount of English because they travel all around the world for B-boy competitions.
They fucking kill it.
How many
Red Bull BC1 champions are current?
There's a shitload of champions there. No one drinks Red Bull. It's crazy.
But they're sponsored by them, right?
They got Korea has their own version of Red Bull called Pakasu.
Pakasu D.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I love that shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like syrup.
That shit
you
is,
get it at the.
It don't even look like you're supposed to drink that shit.
Dude, it's
that
straight.
That shit comes in a bottle like it's
like
an ointment bottle. Like you're supposed to rub that shit.
I love
shit on
it. Wait, you could get it. You could get it in Cape Town.
Yeah, yeah, they have it in Cape Town. Yeah.
You drink that shit?
No. I haven't drank it. I'm not really big on energy drinks, you know? I'm just a coffee dude.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I just drink coffee.
So, but that you grew up in a Korean household, you were introduced to Bakas tea as a kid and shit. Yeah, we drink this shit. Oh, this is Aquafina. Shit, man. Let's talk about some. So you met all those B-boys in Korea.
Yeah.
You've met a bunch of artists. Like, how often do you go back to Korea?
I'm going in 3 weeks.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm going for 2 weeks. Like, I'm going to go right like a day or two before Halloween because I kind of want to just be there for Halloween and see what happens, you know?
Damn, dude. So do you meet people easily on the street? Do they recognize you on the streets there?
Some, you know, but like I told you, like maybe like, you know, 8 years ago when I went, mm-hmm. like people really, really fucked with me because I was probably one of the few Korean Americans from here that was like doing it and had YouTube videos.
Right, right.
But now you go there and it's like they have 100 poppin' rappers, you know, 100 poppin' R&B singers. And
in Korea?
In Korea. So when I go there, yeah, people recognize me, not as much as like some of the other stars there, wow, you know? Like, and they all rap in Korean, so they have a better chance of like making fans there.
You rap in Korean too, though,
not
too?
Not really, nah. Nah.
Have you thought about doing that?
Yeah, I tried. I suck.
No, dude, you could do it, man. No, because I've heard you're Korean, dude.
It's but rapping it is different. You know what I mean?
How different?
Like shit that I think is dope in Korean, like it's not tight. Like
oh, so that's okay. You dude, you've been in, didn't you just release a movie or a documentary called
Yeah, there's a documentary on Netflix right now called Bad Rap.
Okay, who's in that?
It's me, Awkwafina. Rex Dizzy, mm-hmm. and a guy named Lyrics.
Lyrics. He's from the East Coast, right?
He's from East Coast, yeah. And we're all Asian American rappers, and the documentary focuses on Asian American.
That's sick, rappers. Dude. Yeah.
And
where can people see that? Just Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah. On, you could buy it on iTunes or whatever. Mm-hmm.
It's doing well, right?
I don't care if you do or not. The money doesn't go to me. But no, I'm kidding. Actually, shout out to the director. So yeah. Go by.
Yeah.
I felt like a shithead for saying that right now.
No, but, it's all right, man. We can edit. Yeah. And then you were in a movie called Bodied?
I was. Yeah. I was in a movie called Bodied, executive produced by Eminem.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you met him?
I haven't. Dude, I want to meet him. I want to meet him, but... And then directed by Joseph Kahn.
Okay, what else has Joseph done?
So Joseph Kahn, he's directed like every big like pop music video in the last like 15, 20 years.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah.
And he's done classic hip hop videos.
Yeah.
But he's done like every Taylor Swift video, Eminem's videos,
that's sick.
You know, Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, to all the classic 90s and 2000s shit.
I want you to do more acting shit.
I want to do more acting.
But like, I want you to do some gangster shit. Like, you're the fucking head of a Koreatown gang.
Trust me, I go out for a lot of that shit.
So you're auditioning now?
I go out like one audition every week and it fucking sucks ass.
Keep doing that. Keep doing it. You could do it, dude.
It's like I'm in the waiting room with like fucking 10 other Asian dudes with tattoos and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah,
like,
but they don't
get it. Am I really going to get this shit or what?
What, have you thought about writing your own like story?
Oh, I did. Yeah. So
Koreatown one though?
It's not about Koreatown, but I wrote a TV show that I'm pitching right now.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
What is it about? Can we talk about that or no?
It's still kind of early. Okay, I'm going to hold off on. Yeah.
Have you seen Gook, that movie Gook?
Yeah, shout out Justin Chong,
and,
man.
And David So. We want to get David on here too.
Oh, yeah, David too. Yeah.
Dude, see, that's what I want. You to do a movie with David So, like you guys are like brothers or something.
Yo, Justin, I know the Gook popped the fuck off, so you better cast me in some shit, bro. Like,
so how long have you been auditioning, man? You just got to be persevering, man.
Probably like about a year and a half.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I have a manager. He sends me out on all types of shit. I've auditioned for like Master of None.
Oh, really?
I've auditioned for every TV show you could think of. I've auditioned for at least something. But like, you know, I didn't get it, obviously.
Is it hard just going through that? There's a lot of like closed doors and rejection. And
yeah, it's fine. It comes with it. You don't go to every audition and like you don't dwell on it. You know what I'm saying? After a while, you just like you don't get your hopes high about it.
Yeah. Isn't there Koreatown history though? Like, because they had a battle for that town, right? Like, isn't there like a, like, in order for the Koreans to even get that area of LA, there was like some beef? Or
yeah, and then it got split up into North and South Koreatown. And
oh,
then,
really?
No.
Oh, so I was going to say like, country. I'm like, oh, shit. There's some shit I don't know.
Yeah, we don't go past Normandy. Yeah. Normandy's the DMZ. Yeah.
But I would like a Koreatown history for you to star in it. Like you could be like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't really know really much. I mean, I have a book actually about the history of Koreatown.
Oh, that's
and
sick.
When it, you know, I think it was like the '70s or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think Gook was a big, big movie that highlighted, you know,
obviously the riots
and what was going on during that time. Mm-hmm. But it's not obviously about the riots. It's stories.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Are there things about Koreatown motherfuckers don't know about, like an underground scene where you have to be there to know like where certain things are at?
I mean, the nightlife is popping.
The nightlife,
there's karaoke's, there's you know, obviously like the bars, the restaurants, and mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, it's popping. People have fun at the karaoke's and shit.
Yeah. But like, are there certain things where you have to live there to know, like?
Yeah, I'm not gonna put that on blast. I'm not trying to get killed. Like, yo, you seen the podcast, right? Dumb just aired us out, bro. Like, he just spilled the beans on everything.
But there is something like that.
There's definitely exclusive K-Town shit.
All right, well, we won't get into it. We won't get into it.
Yeah.
Shit, but you have access.
Yeah, the thing is, there's people, like, obviously I rep K-Town stuff, but there's people, locals that are friends of mine that have even more access than me just because they're in, like, I travel on stuff sometimes, but there's fools who are, like, really in it, you know? So,
oh, shit, yeah. So Club, was it Club Blue?
Cafe Blue is just Cafe a bar. Blue, it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
bar.
You brought me in there once.
Yeah.
You had your own fucking table. You had your own area.
Nah, you can just sit anywhere.
I thought that was your area.
Table. No,
because you walked in, you're like, hey, man, you want some drink? And then
maybe I just lied to you. This is my table, right?
I'm like, oh, this is like his area.
I just frequent it a lot. I feel comfortable there. Like, I can go there in my pajamas and I wouldn't feel weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you seen the David Cho episodes yet?
I watched a little bit of it and I had to do something. So I like,
have you been to, do you go to his art show?
You know what? I applied for it. I didn't get chosen, bro.
That makes me feel so much better.
So Dave,
I think David saw it and he's like,
John's saying it now, man. He applied.
I think David
didn't.
Saw my application and was like, this dude is not broken enough. You know what I mean? I think that's what he thought. He was like, he's too happy.
Well, Dave's from Koreatown too, though. He's got some roots there. Yeah,
David's
an
OG. He's like Koreatown OG. I just saw David actually.
Where?
Last week I saw him at a Beverly Tofu House.
Was he there with?
He said it was his first time.
Oh.
He'd never been there. He said he usually goes to BCD, but he pulled up to Beverly Tofu. You know what's funny?
You go to BCD?
I go to BCD. Yeah. I never go to Beverly Tofu House either. Oh. I went there almost like, that was like my second time ever in my whole life. And I went there because like on my timeline on Facebook a couple hours before, like someone shared like Roy and Anthony Bourdain being there for Parts Unknown.
Oh,
and
I was like,
oh, that shit looks good. So I just decided to go there. Yeah. So I'm assuming like maybe David saw that too because it was being shared off of like Eater or something. Like it was being shared. And I was like, I wonder if this motherfucker saw the same shit.
Top 5 Korean foods of all time. Go ahead.
Kimchi jjigae, which is kimchi stew.
Yeah, kimchi stew.
Kalbijjim, which is braised short beef.
Oh, yep.
Kimchi. Third is, I don't know.
What about naengmyeon?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if it's my favorite, but yeah, I'll throw that in there.
Bibimbap?
Nah, bibimbap is the white people shit.
Okay,
let's be real. Bibimbap is the white people shit. Well, what about, it's good.
What are the brown noodles like spaghetti? It's God, what's it
Chapche.
Called? Yeah.
But that's a side dish. You see, that's a white people dish, too. Okay. That's, there's, I'll tell you the top 3 white people order Korean food. That's more fun. You know what I'm saying?
Bibimbap.
I don't know even about that. Top 3 I always see white people order is like bibimbap. And no white person ever pronounced bibimbap right. It's like bibimbap. Like, motherfuckers always say that shit weird. Like,
see, George, quit fucking it up. George,
fools always
God
sound like they're beatboxing
it.
That shit. Bibimbap, bap, boop, bap, boop, bap, boop. Like, they order chapche, glass noodles, all the time. I'm like, bro, you're not supposed to order that, motherfucker. Like, that's a side dish. You know what I'm saying? You never eat that shit as the main shit. And then, I think that's the main two.
Okay.
I always see those two as like, you know.
Who's got the best kimchi jjigae in K-Town?
Seongbuk-dong.
Oh.
Do you know that spot?
No, where is that?
That's 6 and Catalina.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Babe, what's the one we go to? The one that we go to with Kalila and... The Korean spot we go to.
Agassi?
Yeah, Agassi.
Agassi's fire. The Korean barbecue there is fire.
Fucking
that is
fire,
so good.
Yeah. So what's the thing we get? Like the beef, the thin beef shit that we get? The brisket's all fire.
You see, I think that's the thing.
Brisket.
Like, if you're a pro Korean barbecue like eater, you like the stuff that's not marinated. You know, just the plain beef tasting. I could tell you. You're a K-Town head.
George knows?
No, I could tell, dude. I think I haven't seen this motherfucker at places, bro. Like, yo.
You seen George?
He knows about Korean shit, I'm telling you.
What George says?
All the spots I mentioned, things I'm mentioning, I could see the agreeing. Like, he's agreeing with me. Like, yo.
Okay, what are the spots not to go to in Koreatown?
You see, I can't do that.
I
don't know who owns these shops. Yeah. Next thing my body's found. You know?
Is it like that in Koreatown? Like, there's like
there are, you know, the thing about it is Koreatown has a, like, people in Koreatown, like the Koreans in Koreatown are very proud.
And
there's a history there.
Right,
because it's a very, you know, like if you grow up in Koreatown, you don't have a sense of like really like, oh, I'm an Asian kid who feels weak. You know what I mean? Like, Asian kids in Koreatown feel strong. Like, they're not a minority there.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, so that's their town. There's a shitload of other Koreans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's definitely, like, yeah, there's fools I grew up with that, like, have a sense of pride in all that shit, which they should. You know, there's a rich history there.
The gang, the Korean.
Yeah, I mean, there's,
straight
per- of course,
Korean.
You know what I mean? But probably not as much as when I was growing up. But there's still a lot. You
just
know
all
I mean?
Korean dudes?
Koreans, Chinese Americans, you know, a lot of Asian gangs. I mean, you know about like those Asian gangs.
Asian boys, yeah.
Yeah, all
Asian
that stuff,
boys.
You know?
Yeah.
So there are Asian gangs and ex-gangs.
Yeah.
Ex-gangster homies that I know.
Oh, right.
That are like now like real estate, you know, agents and insurance brokers and
I was
stuff,
wearing
so.
A baseball cap with the, it was aesthetic skateboarding, just with the A, but it had that old English writing on it.
Yeah.
And I was on the boulevard and some older black OG dude came up to me, goes, hey, cuz. Asian boys. I go, oh no, this is skateboarding. I'm like, this
he's
is skateboarding.
Like, no,
hat,
I actually
man.
Do a podcast.
But like, he thought, I don't know, he probably knew some shit, like the A or some shit. It was blue, you know? Right. So I'm like, oh, I can't wear this hat. I don't want to fucking get sweated.
You're like on
for
a Razor
it.
Scooter, like, fam, really? You think I'm
Asian boy?
Yeah,
I'm
like
oh,
I do
shit.
A podcast, fam.
They're small ass gangster dudes, though. A lot of Asian dudes small.
I mean, gangsters, you, they come in all sizes.
Yeah.
Gangsters come in all sizes.
So Koreatown, see, I want to see a movie about like that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the funny thing.
That would be
like,
sick, man.
You know,
because they got Boys in the Hood. They got like a Mi Vida Loca. Yeah,
shout out to one of my homies, one of my older hyungs, which is like my elder. He wrote a script about the LA riots and which highlights a Koreatown gang.
Oh, dude, that's
during
sick.
That time, and then so they're doing a lot of gang activity in the script, and then they end up protecting the businesses towards like.
Oh, that.
Second half.
It's
pretty dope story.
Well, when is that going to be aired? Like, are these?
Yeah,
he
I read
production?
The script. It's a dope script. Shout out, Peter.
Is there
he's
a
like
name
an OG.
For it?
There's no name for you now.
You got to be in that, dude.
Well, that's what he gave in the script. He's like, yeah, I want you to play a character, and I was like, that's tight. Yeah, so I
dude,
read it.
see, that's why I think you could shine because that'd be more like, that's your town, dude. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I rep it tough because it's like I. Grew up in the neighborhood and I've seen both sides. I wasn't a gangster. I wasn't a gangster, but I had tons of gangster friends.
In K-Town?
Yeah. You know, I was, but my family comes from the same experiences, immigrant family growing up in Koreatown.
Not
rich at all, you know, and
hustling.
Hustling in the business and they still do the business. My mom.
Is she still doing it?
My mom works in the Korean market.
That's what's
on
up.
On 6th and Alexandria.
That's what's
right
up.
Right there, like giving out samples of like soju and shit. Like,
oh, that's what's up.
Like,
yeah.
Real talk. Like, so a lot of my fans like see her at the market, take pictures with her, tag me in it. Like,
oh,
almost
okay.
every day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is it just you? So you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have a little sister.
Oh, okay.
She's gangster as fuck. Yeah.
She's tatted too. She got tattoos.
She's tatted down like next. She has Los Angeles tatted across her stomach.
Whoa.
Like, we had this joke, like, my sister had Los Angeles, I have K-Town, my mom had just, like, California across her neck, like, it'd be so lit.
Damn.
Like, how lit would that be?
She got more tattoos than you do?
Oh, my sister got more tattoos.
Yeah. What's the next, what's on that side? I want to see,
this
like,
is the classic LA.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What the fuck? That thing is hard. Who did that?
Man Face. Shout out Man Face.
Who did that?
Man Face,
that's amazing, dude.
Oh, you thought I was saying Man's Face. No,
no.
His name is Man Face, yeah. But I'm a big fan of, like, you know, L.A., Latino culture, you know, Chicano culture.
Well, you went to Marshall. That's, like, mostly Latino,
dude. Yeah, like, lowrider culture and, like, Teen Angel, all those, like, zines and stuff, yeah.
I was, when I first, because I'm not from L.A., but I was here early 2001, and I lived on Sanborn there. And it was kind of dangerous when I was there because I came straight from Arizona and I'm like, oh, there's like a gang family there. But I go now and it's like changed, dude.
That's the thing about K-Town is like kind of confusing is because like one block super nice and you walk one block over and it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like it's very unpredictable. Like unless you're really from there, you don't know how dangerous places can get, you know?
Wait,
like,
in Koreatown or just L.A.?
Actually, it's kind of an L.A. thing, you know? L.A. is just like that. One block's nice. You walk over a block or two, and it's like fucking a war zone and shit. Like, so that's why, like, I think a lot of, like, random acts of violence kind of happen. You know?
Random
shit happens because people just, you know, don't know.
Yeah. Has it cooled down over the years for you, like, as far as all this activity?
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, like, that's, you know, you just got to, like, kind of just be aware, you know? Like, I'm not a gangbanger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, when I step into those situations, like, if you really want to, like, fuck me up, like, I don't know, you know, that's really on them, like, if they want it or not. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you've like, been confronted like that?
Definitely. I mean, dude, like, I rep a town that people have pride in repping.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I rep it, you know, and, like, I'm proud of where I come from, but, you know, and then there's other cats who might not like what I'm doing.
Right,
when
right.
they see me representing it, and they're like, I see you representing Koreatown, but I don't think you should.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't like the way you're representing it. You know what I'm saying? And I can't help that. You
dude,
know,
you're
can't.
Probably representing it better than all these fools. You know what I mean? That's my opinion.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I can't convince anybody. You know?
Right,
like,
right,
that's up
right,
to
right.
them, you know? So, and yeah. I understand that. Like, yeah. the town or anything doesn't belong to anybody.
Yeah.
It's the people.
Dude, JJ told me to ask you about a brown flannel that he's like, Tell Chino to talk about
this. There's
the,
just this brown flannel I wore to like, death. Like,
yeah.
I wore that bitch to death, bro. Like
every day, he said.
If you like Google image me, like there's like a quarter of the pictures I'm wearing that brown flannel. Like,
was it Pendleton?
It was a Pendleton joint. Yeah, 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 I love Pendletons, man. I like,
right there, dude. A man never has enough Pendletons. I only got two, though. They're hard to find, dude.
That's a classic ad. You know that dude didn't fuck with Asians. Like, what, you know, that guy did not. There's no
George,
way.
Your father's on here. George, your dad's on
like
here.
Like, you caught him in the middle of, like, telling an Asian dude to get off his lawn. Like, he's just like, that's
hey,
what he's...
What's this place?
You're getting that, right? Yeah, hey, I'm getting that.
John, you been here, Greenspans? 1928, dude.
Greenspans, where is that? Is that where it's from?
Yeah, this is the spot, like, where you could get all the Pendletons, man. Greenspans.
1928,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy. Like, we weren't, like, Asians weren't even making those in 1928. That was all made in the U.S. and shit. You know what
I'm
saying?
You got some Pendletons?
Hell yeah.
How many do you think you got?
I probably own about 8 Pendletons.
Damn, that's a lot. They're expensive.
Is it a lot?
Dude, they're expensive. I went to the one of the stores in Oregon. This shit's like $150, man.
I bought my Pendletons are like vintage Pendletons.
Oh, you have to.
So they're
vintage.
Like ripped the fuck. No, they're still expensive.
Oh, they're still expensive.
Yeah, my shit's like ripped up and all this shit, but it still cost me a shitload. So my friends like look at me like a dumbass, you know? Like you really bought this shit for like $60-$70, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like has a patch here and. But, like, the thing about it is there's certain Pendleton, like, classic Pendletons, like, the pattern and the color, like, that you don't see anywhere else.
Right,
so I'm
right,
like,
right.
When I see that, I'm like, I know for a fact there hasn't been a flannel like that or pattern like that I've seen, you know, so.
So there's swap meets. You got to go to the swap meets or, like, the Melrose swap meet.
Yeah, it's
meet
some, like,
shit.
Hipster vintage shit.
Yeah,
you
got to
know.
Gotta
know. I don't like wearing, like, huge branded shit.
You're not into the
like,
streetwear.
This is like
yeah, I was gonna say I like that shirt, man. That's like
yeah,
not,
it's Atlanta '96. Like
yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. I probably had a drink with a girl that was born like that's like younger than my T-shirt.
But you never
like,
got into the streetwear shit, huh?
Have I?
As
no,
far as wearing
I actually
like
didn't.
Getting into it, the
yeah,
culture.
You know what's
shit.
Funny? I always like I see that shit on Instagram, like all the Supreme drops, and there's a lot of shit that like.
Yeah, what is it about that?
But,
shit,
I mean, there's
man.
Shit that I actually really like and I want, you know. But
it's
I'm
expensive.
Like, damn, like I gotta what like wait on the website for that shit to like open up the online shop to open up before everybody buys it, and
yeah.
all the process of it I can't do, man.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have to just
saying?
Be in the know, like okay, this collaboration?
Yeah, like real talk. So I have like one of my homies who's up on that all the time.
Oh, and he's
I hit
into
him up,
that
I'm
scene.
Like, yo, I really want this piece. Like, how do I? What do I do? You know, and I never follow through with it because it's like an extra thing you have to do.
Right.
You know, like my friend has like a bot that he turns on the online shop when it drops. So he like.
Yeah. Why do they spend the night and sleep all night to get just like a shirt? And I just don't understand
it, man. I think, you know, it's a collectible. Like anything else, you know what I'm saying? Like if it's like a troll doll, people could probably have, there's like a troll community, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
troll doll. Yeah, how we doing on time, George?
Dude, we're over an hour.
Oh, shit, we're over. Dude,
we're good, man. I'm chilling. I love talking.
Yeah.
So.
Man, it's shit, man. Like we've been wanting you, right? This you're a must on this show.
Yo, real talk, thank you, man. I watched the show.
Okay, I didn't think you did.
I did. I saw the last
episode.
You saw
Mestizos.
I did.
Yeah.
I saw what's her name? Leilani.
Leilani.
Yeah, Veggie Burger.
Yeah.
Cause I found her through.
She's
when,
talented, dude.
Yeah, when Dave posted the Mangshi cover.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this shit is dope. So I looked her up and I was like, oh, she's her music and sounds really dope.
I'm trying to get James Jean on. James Jean, if you're out there, man.
James seems kind of low key though. Like he seems like he doesn't do a lot of interviews.
Okay,
and shit, right?
So James, if you can.
No, I don't know. You probably know more
James,
than me.
James, you're like, always welcome. We want you on here. I want more artists and shit, man.
Definitely.
So you could get Aquafina, because we want Aquafina and
Aquafina will do it for sure, bro.
You think Guy will want to come?
My
on
guy, I'll call Mike. He'll come right
hey,
now.
Hey, Mike, Mikey.
Mike will come right hey, now, bro.
Dude, he's doing his own apps and shit.
Yeah,
now,
that'd be cool to have him because he's like an inventor. Hey, dude, he's like a madman.
He's a fucking brainiac, dude. So yeah, we want Toki Monster. I just want all the
This is a call out.
So Toki Monster, Awkwafina, Mike Gow, and then that's all I can think of now. I want Dennis and Kane, though, too. I don't know how I could get Dennis and Kane, but we need the dude from the Typical Cats because, dude, come on, man. He was repping.
Yeah, no, he's the OG.
Yeah.
Spoken word OG, too. Yeah.
Shit, hey, dude, is there anything, like, plug everything right now, like your next tour? Like, whatever you want to plug, just do it.
I mean, the only things I would say is, like, Bad Raps on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Bodied, I think people are going to have to wait a little bit till like next year for that to come out.
Oh, that's not having
dropped
yet?
I mean, it just premiered at the film festival, so they don't know how they're going to distribute it yet.
Oh, okay,
know?
Yeah.
Look out for that. It's a scripted movie. It's not a documentary.
Oh, it's a scripted movie?
It's not like a documentary on the battle scene. It's a movie about the battle scene.
Oh, that's sick, dude.
Yeah, so that's a scripted 2-hour full
dude, look
film.
Out for that shit.
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
Directed by Joseph Kahn. Yeah. Executive produced by Eminem. My next EP is dropping in a couple weeks.
Where could they find your music? Like
just dumbfounded.com or all my socials are dumbfounded.
And then the next tour, because you're always on the road too, right?
Tour, I'm probably not until next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just preparing for that.
Yeah. Where's your favorite place to tour, by the way?
Favorite place to tour? I mean, other countries is really dope because you just fly to different cities. Like U.S., like I'm driving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like a lot of times, like city to city.
Yeah, what's your favorite country then?
My favorite country? Shit. I like Europe a lot, you know?
Right, that's what's
but,
up.
But Asia's fun, too.
They love your ass.
I'm being in the motherland is always fun in Korea for about a week or two, and you're like, ah, damn, I want shit that I can't get here.
Yeah, right. So, that was over an hour, dude.
Yo.
That shit flew by.
Stevie Weeby.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Should we save the Patreons for later? Okay, so because we got a shitload, because Dave got us a whole bunch of new Patreons because he did a commercial. We got like 17 new Patreons. So, okay, Jeremy Umloff, thank you. Scott Woodworth, Mike Toe, Hannah Villar, James Founds, Han Lay, Tyrone Williams, Ashton Loveland, Maria Lopez, Soren Nell Sean, Marcus Roca, Don. Trevor Old, Johnny De La Cruz, Rush Butter, and Josh Gang. Thank you for all the support.
Gang.
And look out for my brother here.
Yo, man.
On tour.
10 years.
On the fucking screen near you. Now it's time for Little Ray's World. Yeah.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's World. Yeehaw!
Where the hell am I? Looks like I'm back home in Bryan, Texas, man. Is this some kind of sick joke or what, Beep? And what the hell is that smell? Is that a skunk? Goddamn, quit spraying me, you little skunk. What's your name, anyway? Quit spraying me, man. So your name is Chunk the Skunk, is that correct? Well, what's your story, man? How'd you end up a big fat skunk? You were a Buddhist monk, but you drank a bunch of rice wine
and you secretly love Donald Trump. Is that correct? So what the hell happened to you, man? So one day you woke up, you looked down at your wiener, and you noticed your dick shrunk, and you got depressed, didn't you? So what the hell happened after that, little skunk? You got super, super depressed because your dick really turned into a micropenis, correct? So you didn't want to live anymore, and then at the edge near the Buddhist temple, you jumped off the cliff and cracked your head open in the water off of some kind of rock in the water, correct? So you died on a goddamn reef, didn't you, in the water. Isn't that correct? I feel so bad for you, Chunk the Skunk, and me and Beep wrote a song about you. It goes like this, man.
Chunk the Skunk is one person. Skunk was a monk who was plunk, went against the Buddhist rice wine, got him drunk. Wasn't that skinny, had junk in his trunk, no conviction in his mantras, his beliefs were debunked. Toenails smelled like Cheetos as he picked off the funk. We looked around and mean a person thought it was punk. Had it separated from materials that sunk deep inside his heart because his greed never shrunk. Chunk the Skunk was short like a stump, never had a piece of ass and lived as a grump. All he needed was some confidence and a fist pump. He was always sad because his wiener never come. Even as a monk he admired Donald Trump. Stuck inside a monastery, thought it was a dump. When he looked at his reflection, all he saw was a jump. Chunk the Skunk had never got hung. One day he took a piss and his dick had just shrunk. Stuck in a depression cause his life had just stunk. Posture got slunk and his mind had just sunk. Deep into a rabbit hole, he knew he was a bunk. Chunk the Skunk saw a cliff and jumped into the deep seas. All you heard was a thump. Chunk the Monk had turned to a skunk. Chunk the Monk had turned to a skunk. Chunk the Monk had turned to a skunk. Go Chunk.
Chunk the Skunk this week played by Alani Faye. Join us next week for another episode of Little Ray's World. Join us next week for another episode of Little Ray's World, man. See you then.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I kind of messed up. If you could just edit me the second part of that.
No. Okay. No, not editing anything.